So now we'll understand operational optimization. For a company to reach its full potential, it must optimize its overall supply chain to ensure world-class performance within individual areas. So operational optimization has to linkage with the supply chain. We have understood earlier supply chain management and how the supply chain can be made more operationally efficient. Every individual area, every stakeholders within the supply chain management, when starts contributing, looking at the final deliverable objectives in mind, they all stand to contribute. Not only that, they all stand to benefit themselves. Therefore, way to operationally optimize includes like agile manufacturing strategies. As it says that you are supposed to move fast, you are supposed to move towards that set goals, etc. However, the change being constantly happening, your process, your system has agility to adopt to the changing requirements. There is a way that you do things that allows you to look at the emerging change requirement very fast. It allows you to adopt to the change. It allows you to decide what best can be done, and you then get into implementation also faster. This will create an edge over competition. Business process redesign, as it says that every suggestion, every improvements requires you to relook your current process, get into developing the change within, align the roles and responsibility. Many times it is a sufficient change that you have to carry out, including the role responsibilities of individuals. There are examples where a process controller is no longer required. How the operationalization has happened, how the process, this thing has gone by. The need for a process controller is not there. So you need to really make your process design aligned to the changing requirement based on the suggestions that you receive. Business optimization analysis. Having done this, whether this is helping you in your business, whether it is creating that core differentiation, whether it is helping you to get more revenue, whether it is helping you to reduce overheads, whether it is helping you to get better margin, whether it is helping you to get more time which can be invested in terms of focusing on available business opportunities or new business opportunities, etc. So one need to really see that, is this the case with you? So business optimization analysis, Lean or Six Sigma initiatives, that is whatever methodology that you have adopted or chosen for yourself, then try to apply those initiatives within each process, critically evaluate each process, their deliverables, the assigned roles and responsibilities, etc., and identify wasteful acts, identify wasteful process, identify unwarranted a set of activities, the cost associated, etc., and then try to pull them out of the system by realigning your existing system. So that's what you keep applying the methods of continuous improvement using whatever that you have adopted. Operational improvements, you must then see whether it is leading to the required operational improvement. Having done that, has your operational deliverable capabilities have improved? It could be on various parameters, and it could be the speed, it could be the productivity, it could be the reduction in the cost overhead, it could be the reduction in the time. Cost may remain same, but it reduces the time of production, so you produce more, etc. So it any which ways, how it is operationally improving your this thing, and then profit hunt. So last but not the least is, all this should free your resources. One critical resource is the manpower. Out of that, the leader who are supposed to be more on strategic and less on operational, reverse generally happens in the organizations. They spend disproportionate time on operation, therefore leaves limited time for the strategy and business development. Now with operational excellence through continuous improvements coming in, they get more time. This time they have to invest in hunting for profit. When you say that all business opportunities are tapped, you are able to grab them, either your capability to deliver and satisfy customer need, or because of your ability to process the requirement faster or deliver products or service better, etc., and thereby bring more revenue and profitability to your organization. So that's on the operational maximization. So now we come to a stage of understanding a continuous improvement. Per se, we have kind of seen the basics behind, we have kind of seen thoughts behind. Now we come to a stage of really taking up the subject of continuous improvement. So let's start understanding that. So to adopt a continuous improvement approach, companies must learn to document, analyze, improve and measure results rather than at the functional level. So what it says that company must, who wants to charter this path of continuous improvement, must approach, must learn and document their existing process, their deliverables, their statistics. Core this thing is the data behind should be available. Then you analyze them, analyze, and then you do whatever improvements are required. These improvements are measured. There must be a measurement, you know, rather than the subjective assessment by the functional heads, etc. So bring the concept of measurement into it. That is what is the right approach to your continuous improvement. There is a reason to invest in integrated operational optimization or a continuous improvement initiative. Yeah. There are five of them, yeah, generally. So first is a simplification. Strive to operate in a simpler, faster, more efficient and more effective ways. Yeah. Simplification is nothing but pulling it out, all the redundant methods, connecting everything so well, one process to the next, so that it becomes operationally very simple. When it is operationally simple, it can move faster, less of cost overheads, and overall it gives you the effective delivery. Then comes this efficiency. Another reason why you should invest in continuous improvement is that it gives you the efficiency. Efficiency gets reflected in your profitability and ROI. There are cases where organizations revenue have jumped over 30 to 40%, profitability is much above the industry average, etc. So it brings that efficiency into it, the system. Compliances and control and best practices are always applied to business processes. While you move the continuous improvement path, as I told you, the methodology that you will adopt, and to that whatever the improvement that is required, improvement requirements will be evaluated, assessed, you know, and you will adopt certain best practices prevailing in the industry or similar kind of other industries, etc. So science of best practices, like you benchmark yourself with the best and try and see what you can improve upon, and when you do that, it gives you the efficiency and it has its own favorable fit, advantages. When complied with, it translates into customer satisfaction, efficiency and cost reductions. When you do this, you know, where simplified process, efficient delivery, best practices, it will lead to higher customer satisfaction. Either it is efficiently being handled or it is handled at a much lower cost than what it used to be earlier. In both cases, customer satisfaction will deliver more benefit to you in terms of business, and therefore you overall gain. However, needs control to ensure compliance. But what is said is, this continuous process improvement needs to be controlled, measured, monitored every time at a regular interval. So when you do that, everything remains under a compliance mode. Everything is self-driven and yet complied with. And that is what is the beauty of a sound continuous improvement process. Agility. It gives organization an agility to work faster, more effectively, allows you to optimize your operations. Now when you have simplified process, wasteful, these things are eliminated, you are able to optimize your entire operation, best use of resource and time for the productivity, reduce variability and standardize your process. So it variabilities are moved out, everything is standardization, including the exceptions, including ad hoc services to the customers, including aspect of customization is also standardized. Today the world is moving towards mass customization, but even there in the background, operationally, there is a standardized process of handling mass customization, so that organization is able to really satisfy the consumer's need. Say for example, the online fashion stores, etc. So when you go there, like you choose a product, so much you see, then you go into the accessories and all. So once you have selected something, they give you a lot of accessories around. So all this, when you choose, you know, somebody chooses X, somebody chooses Z, somebody chooses YZ, but all this is backside, there is a standardization of the process, so they are able to put everything together before dispatching into you. Facilitates rapid adoption of technologies, that is, online is a best example. They adopt to the changing technological advantages made available to them, and they adopt this thing faster. And that gives them the productivity, ability to service customers much better and get a benefit for themselves. Adapts quick to changing demand. Demands keep changing, and you need to be really adapt to those things. And this is possible only if your processes are simple, you have continuous improvement platform available within the organizations, it is self-driven. We will understand this, what is self-driven ahead, and it allows you to take quick decisions and deliver. Process optimization, drill down analysis using strategic metrics. Process is optimized using metrics, which is based on a performance criteria that you have set vis-a-vis the productivity. Gets alerts when deviation takes place. Process is set in such a way that it generates the required alerts. It could be automatic or it could be like report centric, where either alerts through exceptions, alerts through, you know, deviations, etc., will keep happen to you. Manage changing business conditions in real time. Technology has allowed you to get these exceptions or these alerts on a real-time basis. So if that is the case, you are then able to also be in sync with your real-time initiative, and promptness, the agility with which you take those things, will also make your changes like almost like a real-time, and that will really generate benefit for the organization. So now we come to value engineering. Value engineering helps you to accelerate your value recovery. What is value engineering? Benefits of continuous operational excellence must be more than investment. So you put an X amount in your continuous improvement platform development and running it continuously so that you try and manage, monitor and control. But what should come out of it? That should be definitely more than the investment made. However, this is generally not, say, measured in terms of ROI, etc., but it is more measured in terms of what value it is contributing it to. So benchmark for operation agreement should be customer quality, result of discovering value propositions, etc. So when you do this, the benchmark, or it could be just that the quality of services improved, it could be just that the time taken to deliver goods have reduced, etc. It could be just that the customer convenience has may increase many fold, etc. So that way you have to try and see that whether you are offering a time convenience, place convenience, whether you are offering them delivery convenience, whether you are offering them convenience of prompt selections, what is that value that you are adding it when you do our improvements. Operational execution is supposed to be continuous process needing investment. In OPEX, of course, you have to continue to improve, because some change in the process, you have to again get into the drawing floor, do the changes. Associated with that, there are risk of certain, you know, inventories and certain manpower getting obsolete, etc. So you have to get into either removing, hiring new talent, etc. So there is all sort of things connected to that. Leaders need to embrace constant improvement of improvement methods like Kaizen, Six Sigma to excel and get competitive wage. So value engineering is possible only if the leaders at various functional and line heads or SBU heads, etc., are committed to this continuous improvements, and if they believe in the method that has been used, it could be lean or it could be Six Sigma, Kaizen, whatever, if they believe in that method, they should then try to tap the more out of it to create that competitive advantage and win the market. And so focus is not in terms of revenue or focus is not in terms of cost, etc. Focus is more on value generation through continuous improvement. To deliver more value, an organization needs to spend more time accelerating operational excellence and improvements and less time on its traditional administrative and compliances activity. So if you work on value engineering, if you work on value delivery, etc., no doubt you will have to spend time in accelerating your operational excellence program. So after you kickstart your operational excellence program, where the continuous improvement is the base, as we earlier said, don't try to put your basket in all this thing. You can't do everything together. So start slow, but then accelerate. So the call of an hour is that now you accelerate. So that acceleration will help you to do things in a shorter time, bring more value out for the consumers to gain out of it. And when that happens, your more revenue will come with less of an administrative work. Your ability to get time available and focused on business increases, and that will give more revenue and profit to the organization. Accelerating process improvements by developing people through increasing level of challenges and building an organizational pool of resources that is capable of operational improvement. What it emphasizes is that people is at the center of your operational excellence program. as earlier slide mentioned that 80% of the improvement suggestion can come from the field and operation level guys. So allow people to participate in your operational engineering program, which is bringing out the value to the customers, to the organization, etc. And have their pool, you know, always working for you, so that your continuous operation program, improvement program, gets the boost, where they become your word of mouth, they become your champions, and others around them also will get encouraged to participate. OPEX is not about making sweeping changes, costly IT backbones, etc. Operation excellence is not necessary only through IT possible. It is a simple change and you can still get a major advantage, etc. It doesn't require sweeping organizational changes, etc. It is slow and steady kind of a cultural shift with process and improvements aligned to the strategic goal that will give you the value, and that value translates into a operational excellence to the consumers who feels them, and therefore he wants to work with you more and more. OPEX is more about clarity of purpose, value chain, engagement through better communication. So it touches upon that operational excellence requires purpose, value chain, that is you have to build your value, create an engagement through a better communication, effective employee, empowered employee, listening to employees that have a channel which allows them to speak and you are listening, trust among the people, and then finally a shift in the culture which is the customer centric, that makes the operational executions more bringing out the value for customers. And if there is any misalignment anywhere, it will not really give you a multiplier effect, and a shift in need from a project mentality to continuous improvement in governance. Earlier what used to happen, there used to be a project mentality, this change is to happen, so it is considered as a project, this thing. Instead of moving out from the project mentality, bring in the concept of continuous improvement, and along with that performance measurement and governance as to whether this is working or not, eventually will give you more value. That's what is the value engineering needed. Value engineering needed is in an outlook and the way you do things, etc. Data-driven metrics more important than dashboards on displays, etc. Earlier, old systems used to have a dashboards or various productivity metrics, etc. One need to move out of it and create a matrix of performance. Performance is individualized after the overall strategic objectives are converted into the SBU, SBU to the department, to the functions, etc. If they are aligned, so there's a ground level also have known their deliverables. So everything is measured around your performance metrics rather than the mere dashboards, etc., or scorecard, and those used to be a concept earlier days. So this will really bring out the value in your system. That's what value engineering, it helps you to recover more value than the investment that has been made. Good OPEX is founded in lean practices, which is Toyota is a classic example. When really Toyota started making difference in the market, US companies were merely adopting what was looking to them outside. But Toyota's systems were so ingrained, their supply chain management was right up to the last of the vendor, and they were all integrated so much with data, with information, with the common deliverables and all. So Americans could never take that leap, so that's what I know. Whatever, whether you are follow a lean process or you follow Six Sigma or Kaizen, be whatever it is always better than the benchmarking, and it is benchmarked always to the best in the industry or cross industry. So for example, the courier company can see that how deliveries are faster when they benchmark against, say, like the fast goods chain, quick service response chains, like Mac or KFC. So they can probably, by benchmarking, can learn something for themselves. So benchmarking is nothing but how the same thing can be done more effectively by studying something externally available to you. The lean methodology provides tools and techniques to enhance productivity, manage core process design, and reduce complexity. So when you adopt this continuous improvement, it will give you ability to manage your complex processes simplified way, and helps you to design a simple process, and that will reduce complexity. And complexity, we have earlier studied, if managed well, helps you to service your customers very effectively. There is another aspect called operational excellence through waste reduction. A key focus will be the continuous elimination of all forms of waste. We create waste out of the unwarranted process, waste out of use of material, waste out of use of disproportionate amount of time, resource, etc. So waste includes resources and activities that do not contribute to value creation, as well as the underutilization of information and human ability. So waste can come out either due to you are underutilizing your resources, therefore they are not adding value, which is also either due to underutilization of information, that is the data, the facts you have, and human abilities. The capabilities of your employees are not best utilized, so that creates the waste. Operational excellence starts with policy deployment and runs through the operation, forming an integrated platform and a plan for the organization. So to reduce this, you have to put an operational excellence program, which is complete perspective of how you will go about improving your operations, what is the role of continuous improvement. In that, you will clearly define the role of waste management. So how to identify waste, how to evaluate, how to develop alternatives, and then measure the predict the likely effectiveness, then implement and measure, so that overall the waste from the system starts getting minimized, and therefore the system will become more simpler, lean, effective, efficient, and starts delivering value. Value, as we have seen, is a larger perspective. Value can be in the form of convenience, cost, time, speed at which the services are rendered, etc. So that is the significance of operational excellence through waste reduction. To achieve operational excellence, first we have to set it as a destination of our organization. We need to understand exactly what operational excellence is all about, what it will look like, and how it functions and what it is. So in your even effort for the waste reduction, which is linked to even a continuous improvement overall as a subject, what it says, it has to set the destinations. We have earlier also studied, for your continuous improvement, you have to have your operational excellence deliverables known, that is your destination should be known, and then you develop a roadmap, that is under roadmap understanding you have done that. The steps to achieve operational excellence are establish a destination and build a roadmap. So we have understood this in detail, so I'll want to move to the next. What is the destination, as they say?